be the name of the Lord God of Israel, the creator of heaven and earth, the sustainer of life, most blessed, most glorious, gracious Father. May his name alone be praised and may his name alone be glorified. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. And today happens to be the 85th episode of Back to Eden. And today we are going to deal with the topic, Who is with You, Part 5. We had some network challenges in some African countries, and by grace, it's a little better than before. We hope that things will normalize and the gospel will continue to be preached. Before I share the word, let me pray with you. Oh, Abba Father, we honor thee and we hallow thee. We lift you high above all things, for you are the most high. Oh, Abba Father, have your way. Speak to us, heal us, deliver us, bless us, save our souls. I thank you, O Lord, that it will be your voice and not my voice. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day. And today, as I said earlier on, is Back to Eden 85, the 85th episode. And the last time, the 84th episode, we dealt with Who is with You, Part 4. And we saw the people who will be with you in this world. Because you can't be an island. Precious child of Yahuwah, we saw helpmates, we saw teachers, we saw friends, we saw fathers. Then we dealt with the teachers, that there are many teachers, and we saw that parents are teachers. We saw that creation teaches. We saw that pastors teaches. And we even saw that events can teach. People of the way, the last one, the seventh one, I mentioned leaders. Leaders. And we ended for that episode. Today, we will continue and understand why leaders that we follow matters. The leader you are with can lead you to where you are to be or where you ought not to be. Every leader is leading somebody somewhere. No one will lead you and your position where you are remain the same. There's going to be a change. But many people have no idea how teachers who happen to be leaders have messed up their lives and have destroyed their lives. People of the way, let's look at something in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 1. We are dealing with leaders. If you are not careful and you follow anyone, you will find yourself where you ought not to be. The Bible says, Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. Paul is talking. Paul happens to be a leader, a spiritual leader. He said, follow me, even as I am following Christ. I am following Yahusha HaMashiach. In other words, Paul is heading towards somewhere. Paul has a destination. Paul is using a certain way. The Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. So therefore, you can't follow someone who is leading you to nowhere. You can't follow any leader who claims to be a leader and is not leading the way. So in leadership, ways and destination matters. So Paul is saying, you can follow me. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to lead you. I am an example unto you. Follow me, because I am following someone. One important thing you have to do before you follow is first discerning who your leader is following. If not, at the end of the day, you will be with a wrong leader. You will find yourself in the wrong way, and you will end up at the wrong destination. Child of the Most High, there are people who have followed and never discern who the leader is following. You see, every leader is a follower, and followers, anyone who followed that follower sees the follower as a leader because he is following him. Paul is saying, you should follow me because I follow Christ. If your leader you are with in your generation, your family, your workplace, your community, your church is not following Christ, then there is a problem. You may end up losing your garden. You may end up missing your way, because destinations, you can't get to a destination without using a way. And everyone is going somewhere. Everyone is going somewhere. But there's somewhere you want to be, whether spiritually, physically, maritally, career-wise, you want to go somewhere. But there are ways that leads to destinations. Whether you use the air, whether you use the waters, whether you use the land, so to speak, you have to use a way. The question is, that your leader you are with, you follow, you are under, is it education? All the things you are learning from him, is he learning from Yahusha? Is he learning from Christ? Who is she following, and who is he following? Don't rush in following.
you have to first check and discern who he or she is following. In this world, people always want to get to a destination fast, and they want to beat time. So therefore, they have no time to check the one who is leading them to the destination, who is leading that person. Everyone hates stagnation. Everyone wants to get somewhere. But I tell you, getting somewhere, you need to use a way. And we have pace setters. We have people you are going to follow to get there. Such is life. I want to ask you a question. Who are you following? Who is with you now? And as you are following this person as a leader, who is this leader following? You see, the how to get there happens to be the way. The how. How will I get there? Perhaps you want to be a great doctor. Someone will lead you. Perhaps you want to be a good pastor. Someone will lead you. Such is life. But the question is, the how to get there, is it the prescribed way? I mean the culture, the life, the lifestyle. Ways are lifestyle, and knowledge create path, knowledge create a way. That is why Yahusha HaMashiach is the way. So therefore, the critical question is, the one who is with me, the one I am following, who is he following? He said, I am an example. Paul told them, because Christ is my example, I follow Christ, so you have no fear. Follow me. Because I am sure that the one I am following is leading me to eternity, to rest. So follow me. The lifestyle, how I talk, how I pray, how I live my life, follow it. You will make a mistake because I am following someone. You see, as a leader, you can destroy the lives of people. And you see, as you are in this world, you will lead in one way or the other. Don't start leading until you have been led by someone. If you have not been led by Christ, if Yahusha is not leading you, if the Spirit of the Lord is not leading you, if Christ is not your example, don't seek to be an example to anyone. You will destroy lives. And you will be questioned one day. You see, the life we live, in one way or the other, people are copying from us. What are you teaching people with your lifestyle? What way are you creating? The how? Are you leading people to a destination that will end them in hell? That will destroy their marriages, that will destroy their destinies. You see, this generation, many of the leaders we follow, you know, sometimes their instruction, you know, when you go to these democratic countries, right? We have those who pass the law. They go and think for you, come up with a law. Some also implement policies. They bring out policies. All of us want to achieve something, we have set targets. We want to be successful in life. So most often, we don't care about how we are getting there. We don't care. We just want to follow. If only it will get there, it will get me there. If only I will be rich, if only I will be successful. But that is not life. The Savior said there is a broad way and there is a narrow way. If only few have found the narrow way, you can imagine the broad way, the number of leaders, the number of leaders on the broad way, and they are all going somewhere. But at the end is death. Who is your leader? Who are you with? Who is leading you? Who is showing you the way? Directly and indirectly. Distance is not a barrier when it comes to leading. Yahuwah was in heaven, but he was leading his people. Distance is never a barrier. You see, leadership is all about influence. And for influence, it is not about the person being with you. The person can be 1,000 miles away and you are learning, you are copying. The people you follow on social media, Facebook, you watch on screen and stuff. They are leading you. They are showing you the way. They are helping you out. The question is, who are they following? If you follow somebody on Facebook, the question is, who is the person also following? Because no matter who you are and the level you are, the one you are following is also following someone, and the person is following is also following someone. At the end of the day, it ends at either Lucifer or Yahuwah. It's either Yah or the devil. That is why you have to discern and know who the person is following. You don't say, you see, following is, you don't risk your life. In life, we don't do try and see. I will correct it if he's not leading me to the destination I want to get to. I will just find a new leader. No, you see, life is governed by time. Absence of time, there is no life. So you can't be wasting time. Anyone who is wasting time is wasting life. So you don't say, oh, let me try. Oh, okay, after following him, after following her, I've realized that he's not leading me anywhere. All what he's teaching me is not helping me and stuff. At the end of the day, it has destroyed your life. I told you that he said, the woman you gave to be with me, gave me and I ate. He died. It was too late. To vomit it out was too late. And leaders, they feed you. I told you that. Who is feeding you? The one feeding you, okay, is either going to give you life or is going to kill you. We eat to die. And our soul feeds on word. And leaders, as far as they are from you or as they are close to you, they are teaching you, they are feeding you. Anyone teaching you, anyone leading you is feeding you because you are learning. Any learner is eating. That is why I always say that people who are not eating well, okay, they can look, you can see them growing fast. But at the end of the day, the fastness and leading to fatness, and they look good and stuff, is only preparing them to their early grave. There are people, you see them, they are growing, but the food they eat are not good food. Junk foods, too much sugar and stuff, meats, and you see them looking good, their skin, they are growing. Oh, you are looking good now. You are now fat, stuff. By the time you realize it's full of cholesterol, they die. So you have to eat well. And leaders, they feed us. Leaders feed. Any leader is feeding you. Some are aware of it, some are not aware of it. Precious people, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1, I repeat, he said, follow me because I am following Christ. That is the only way. Don't let anyone force you to follow him away. Some of you, there are people you are following on YouTube, Facebook, even TV channels, websites, even your workplace. Even that your mentor, you see him as a leader. Even some of you, your husbands. Look, the people who are leading you and they are feeding you, if you have eyes to see who they are following, you would have unfollowed them long time. You would have unfollowed them. We don't look beyond the leaders. We are only looking at what is in their hands, what is in their pockets, what is in their hearts. The question is, who are they following? Who put that thing in their heart? Who are they following? Because indirectly, you will be following the one they are following if you are following the person. If Satan is leading the person and you are following him or her, you end up following the devil. Snakes, serpents, they don't cross straight. They walk in curves. That is snake for you. If you see a snake, you see that they walk, they crawl, they move in curves, coiling themselves and walking. They won't come to you straight. That is Satan for you. So what he does is, he will come to you using people. Satan will come to you by using a leader. Satan will come to you by using someone you honor, you respect, and you are following. It is only in this generation that a young believer will have 1,000, you know, mentors and followers. They are following everyone. But scripture says, I will give you shepherd after my own heart. It's only this generation. They have 1,000 people they follow. You will see one student in the school following all the leaders in the school, having so many leaders. Oh, in business, this is my leader. This is my mentor. In ministry, this is the person. In marriage, they have thousands. The question is, do they discern? Do they discern? At the end of the day, the Bible says, there is a way, I'm going to end, there is a way that seemeth right. It look right in the eyes of men. Eyes of men, oh. But the Bible says, at the end thereof is death. It is not the beginning. It is not the middle. The Bible says the end. So there are many ways, you know, leaders leading us. You know, today, when a leader, presidents, ministers, pastors, leaders in all aspects of life, when they speak, we rather use dictionary and confirm from books whether it is true. No. Google is of men. Why do you want to use Google to see whether what he has said is right? No. You have to discern. Let the Spirit of God help you, my sister, my brother. If not, it is the end before you know. Look, many people died before they saw they were naked. Yes. Many people. At the end thereof is death. Adam died. And death is once. Adam died. And through that one, sin entered the world. Look at the way Lucifer used it. He did not go straight. You don't want to die. People who are with you, the more closer they are to you, the easier they can strike you with a knife and kill you. Look, there are people, okay, if they are far from you, like you are in a nation and the person is in a different nation, what brings a bridge? What draw them closer? Okay, today it's social media. It has become a global village, so they are very close to you now, even in your house, your room. They are there because your phone, they are there. You watch them, they are there. They are very close to you. If they want to hurt you, it will be easy. So beware. I'm ending. Beware, beloved. Who is with you? Who are you following? Are they following Christ? The way they are walking on, and you are also following, is it the only way? Have you discerned? Have you seen the end, the destination? Have you seen it? Is it life or death? The end, is it life or death? You have to investigate. You have to discern before you start following. Don't follow to see whether sometimes you follow and you die on the way. Many followed Korah. Korah rebelled. They followed him and they also died. Many followed people and they have died. They couldn't get a second chance to change. That is why it is time for you to discern, check, and unfollow people. You see, the church is blind in this generation, and our eyes need to be open. Less will be deceived, less we will die before we come back to ourselves. The rich man, he died before he came back to himself. You can imagine, when he was alive, he did not tell anyone to go and tell the family. He himself did not even preach to the family that they should repent until he died. He died, and when he was in hell, he came back to himself. His statement should tell you that he now saw that some things are very rare. He came back to himself, but it was too late. He had died. May that one never be your portion. I pray that death will not open your eyes. I pray that whilst you are alive, your eyes will be open so that you will not follow people because they are running fast and they say they are going somewhere. But you will follow them because they are following Christ. May Yah bless all of you. We are back again. We had general internet disruption. These are part of the Antichrist. They are testing the waters, okay? So we thank God that it is a little bit stable. They said they are still working on them under sea cables or whatever. Well, we are praying that everything will be fine. Then we continue. So please, every morning, we will be back here and continue with the episodes. Don't forget the program coming up, Homecoming. We are preparing. Make sure you don't miss it for anything. For the hand of the Lord will be seen, especially that we will be born again and be delivered completely. May the Lord bless all of you. Take care of yourself. Know that He loves you and is coming very, very soon. Follow people because they are following Christ. Bye-bye.